If I describe this next story, you're going to think you heard it on our air. But, of course, there's a twist. The story would go like this. Refugees are coming here, escaping civil war. They settle into abandoned and poor neighborhoods. Their kids drop out of school and end up joining deadly gangs inside and outside of prison. But this story isn't about Central Americans. It's about Asian Americans in California. Our producer, Camilo Vargas, has more.
If you look inside my eyes, you probably think my life is simple. But guarantee you'll be surprised from all the shit that I done been through.
Alex Pham lives in Long Beach, California. His rapper name is Stupid Young. That's stupid with a dollar sign. Alex is Cambodian American.
When we came to Long Beach, the Hispanics was picking on the Asians, so the blacks would help us out. Our type of style, like our gang lingo, and like we adapted to like a lot of, because they helped us out.
Long Beach, where Alex grew up, is a city about 20 miles south of Los Angeles. It's home to the largest Cambodian population in the U.S., but the Mexican-American gangs that were already there didn't welcome them into their turf.
It's not in our culture to start the gang thing, but we were forced to start it to defend for ourselves, you know.
That's Ricky Muth, Alex's dad. Ricky was a child in the 70s, back when Cambodia was ruled by the brutal communist dictator Pol Pot and his Khmer Rouge regime. Millions of Cambodians were worked to death and massacred in the Khmer Rouge's killing fields. Ricky escaped with his family.
So I remember most of that, doing the war, crossing to the jungle on foot, trying to get to Thailand, and doing the Khmer War, seeing people blowing up in front of you as a little kid, you know, so people getting killed, getting shot in front of us, bloodied body everywhere.
Ricky's family settled in a working-class neighborhood in Long Beach. Most refugees came with little schooling and were still reeling from the trauma of war. Ricky dropped out of school like many Cambodian, Vietnamese, and Laotian kids. They formed newer gangs like the Asian Boys to stand up to the Mexican gangs like the East Side Longos.
Los sospechosos, un grupo de jóvenes camboyanos.
Van Nuys' clique of the Asian Boys gang that is responsible for a mid-1990s bloodbath.
Put your hands where I can see them.
In 1989, the killing of an East Side Longo by an Asian gang started a cascade of drive-by shootings and vendettas. An estimated 800 Asians were at war with 4,000 Latinos, and that lasted through the 90s.
We survived the killing field through all the war, through all the savagery. No, so we got to stand up for ourselves over here, too.
Ricky's son, Alex, was born at the height of the gang war. His father went in and out of prison. His mom was unemployed. So Alex's grandmother raised him. But Alex soon followed in Ricky's footsteps. He eventually joined the Asian Boys gang.
I got incarcerated before I even joined the gang. And me, I didn't get to finish high school, unfortunately, because I started getting incarcerated at a young age before high school was even over.
Despite this idea that all Asian Americans are getting college degrees, they're attending the best colleges, they're going on to grad school and becoming successful. We see about half of Southeast Asians have not completed high school.
That's Robert Taranishi, a leading education researcher at UCLA and NYU. He says kids like Alex bust the myth that all Asian Americans are what some sociologists call the model minority.
These are groups that do not have a similar history in America as other Asian American groups. Their whole point of origin in America comes from war, comes from their experience as refugees.
In fact, Cambodians finish high school almost at the same rate as Latinos. And that's not all they have in common.
A lot of these kids don't understand why they exist today. You know, they don't know their own history.
That's Peter Lai. He's a math teacher and a former gang member himself. He mentors in a Long Beach school program called the Male Academy.
One of the projects we have is for each kid to find his family history. And in the end, they have to interview another person of a different culture and learn about their culture.
Came in this game with everybody doubting me. But in the end, those same people know they're proud of me. Love and hate at the same time as jealousy. Everything changed when I found out I had talent and I could use it. And like other people that wasn't Asian enjoyed it, like blacks, Hispanics, you actually could do something with it.
When Alex was incarcerated at 18, a nonprofit that takes music to kids in prison inspired Alex to start rapping. He left gang life behind. His life now revolves around music.
Broken roots, I never forget where I came from. From the crooked cops to the gunshots.
What I notice is that like a lot of people who's incarcerated, no matter which race, they all have like some type of similarity in the same childhood. It was just kind of like a lifestyle that we were just born into.
Gang violence in Long Beach is down to a 40-year low. Gangs still recruit young members, especially among kids who have family in gangs. But Alex's family broke that cycle. Dedication to this music, ain't no moving backwards. Alex's father, Ricky, also retired from gangs. He has a full-time job, and this is Ricky's advice to his own grandchildren.
What we've been through, we don't want them to go through it. We put our feet down for them, we're ready to walk the street, so, you know, there's no need for them to gang, but just, you know, they need to focus on their future, education, school.
For Latino USA, I'm Camilo Vargas.
On our PBS and World Channel TV show, America by the Numbers with Maria Hinojosa, we go deep into the Cambodian-American dropout crisis in Long Beach, California. For more information about the TV series, go to americabythenumbers.org and let us know what you think.